And good Thursday morning, live from the downtown area of Coffeyville here at the KGGF studios. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you are with us as we're joined in studio again. We talked about it just a few days ago about the Tulsa Praise Orchestra and their performance that they got coming up this weekend in Independence. So they also got one down in Broken Arrow. So if you happen to be in northeastern Oklahoma and you can get down that way. But we do have the one in Memorial Hall. So let's kind of introduce ourselves here. We'll go from right to left. And as well, these are some players here. So we've got, we need your instrument, we need your name, and kind of where you're from here. And then we'll get more into the event as well as kind of more about Tulsa Praise Orchestra as a whole, because I was really astonished to hear the majority of it. So we'll start from over here. Let's, what do you play? Your name, and Independence native, I'm hearing.
Well, hello. My name's Alan McKenzie. I was born and raised in Independence, Kansas. I play the baritone saxophone, and I've been with the Tulsa Praise Orchestra for less than a year now, and I'm really enjoying it. There's a lot of wonderful people in it.
Great, great. And yourself?
And I'm Kyle Fisher. I owe Independence now for about the last 2 years, and I'm playing the tuba and start about the same time as Alan did there this early spring.
Well, there you go. So starting up in the early spring, Alan, you had mentioned that off the air that you had been doing this for a long, long time, but really what brought you to the Tulsa Orchestra?
Through playing with other musicians in Independence, in the Mid-Continent band, there was a gentleman named David Parker, and they also he's known as Santa Bone. He has a great big long beard, and he plays the trombone, so that's why they call him Santa Bone. And he asked me if I'd like to try out for the band, and I said sure, and that's how I got started in the band.
So you're up playing at the band shell every Tuesday, are you?
Yes, I do.
Very cool, very cool. So you're up there, and what got you to the Tulsa? Were you part of the Mid-Continent band as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm the same story as Alan is, and yeah, they had kind of some open additions, and I guess they decided to keep me.
They
haven't kicked me out yet. So.
Can't complain, right?
No,
so Dave Parker came in the other day with Bob, and both of them were great. Yeah, couldn't miss him walking in the door. Bob was basically like, you can't miss him, even though he's not wearing the red jacket. It is Santa all the way, Santa Bone. So that's very cool that you guys kind of got some influence and got included as well, because, again, the Tulsa Orchestra, the Praise Orchestra, rather, has got a pretty good, rapport to him behind him. And I know this is kind of your guys' first year with him, but you've been doing this for a long, long time, and they've done a lot of great things. Have you? I mean, have you heard of them prior to this, before being a part of them?
Well, I do know that up until now, about each year they take one major trip, and they went to California 2 years ago, I believe, and then last year they went to New York City and played at the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I think as well, speaking with Bob Archer on behalf of it, is I think your guys' performance is going to somewhat reflect that one that you did over there at the Statue of Liberty, and kind of a little bit. So let's dive into the performance here. Is two different instruments here as a big band. Let's kind of explain that to folks, because I feel like the big band in and of itself has changed since back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, when really it was the thing. And now, how do you think it's changed really since you started playing till now, and really how it's evolved since, in the 30s and 40s?
Well, I don't think there are as many big bands now.
Absolutely.
But there are big bands that are scattered around the country, and I've been involved with playing in big bands since I was in high school. And I played at Pittsburgh State University.
Nice.
And I also played with a band that was out of Coffeyville called You Big Old Dance Band back when I was immediately out of high school, back in the 80s and mm-hmm. 90s.
Yeah. Well, and I kind of like the whole Let Freedom Ring, Sing and Swing, because, again, it's got a good little swing to it, apparently. It's kind of the good music. So kind of what is the whole package here? So how many trumpets do you have? Obviously, we got a tuba player here. How many tubas are there in the band?
It's just the one.
Just you, huh?
I cover a lot of different parts right now. So
no kidding. No kidding. So just you. But what else does the big band comprise of?
Well, we have five saxophones and five trumpets, five trombones, and a bass guitar, and a nice keyboard player, and a singer, and we'll have a full choir with us, too.
Yeah, yeah, and I've heard a couple of your guys as singers as well, including Ernestine Dillard. She, that dates back even to the OKC bombing back in 1995, where she had sung, I believe it was with the Tulsa Praise Orchestra as well, and, after the bombing, it went national. So, again, there are some big names that are coming up here.
That's
to Independence,
right.
And as well as Colleen Thompson and Dave Boyer. Dave Boyer, kind of in the gospel side of things, I believe he worked with Frank Sinatra and kind of the backside of that. So you guys have got some names coming
That's
with
right.
you here to be playing along with you, singing along. So it's a pretty cool experience as well. And, you know, it's pretty neat that you're coming up here to Independence as well. So, you know, originally, where were you from?
I grew up in Southwest Iowa.
Okay. So yeah, what brought you down here, work, or what brought you down?
Came down here for the job after college.
There you go. Where'd you go to college?
It's Dort College, or Dort University now. So
okay.
Quick shout out there.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I'm actually not too familiar of it. My dad is from Perry, Iowa, originally. So
sure.
I'm not sure regionally how far too that is to it. But again, we got this event coming up here. It is on Sunday, June 30th at 6 p.m. And Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's a free event.
It is free.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you had anything to say out there, what would you say to people or whichever to encourage, you know, because really with these big bands, it's probably entertaining for pretty much all ages.
Oh, it is. And you should come and take advantage of this. Not only is it free, but it's good for the public. It represents the veterans who did so much for our country and fought for what we have today. And bring your kids, bring your family. It will be a wonderful experience, and I guarantee it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, have either of you played in the Memorial Hall before, in Civic Center before, right there?
It's just for graduation ceremonies.
Yeah, just for graduation ceremonies and things. So if you were to suggest for somebody coming in for the performances, things like that, what's the best way to maneuver that building? Kind of come in off the north side there? Or
Pennsylvania Avenue is a good way to get in, and okay. You can also get in off of the street that runs east and west. That would be north of Memorial Hall.
Just right north of there, yeah, and uh-huh. Then you can kind of pull in, and then I'm sure, I believe it's AutoZone or whatever that is right there.
AutoZone will have a place for roped off for people to park.
Absolutely. So, great. Again, this event coming up on Sunday, and then you guys will also be down in Broken Arrow Saturday, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Do you know exactly where it will be at? It doesn't necessarily...
Performing Arts Center.
Okay, so the Broken Arrow Performing Arts Center, and that one will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and then the one on Sunday will be at 6 p.m. So that will be that'll be pretty neat. Do you guys kind of have, a couple of months now, but they had said that they've done this performance before. How long did it really take you to kind of get it down? We'll start with you over here. I mean, you've been doing this for a little while, so I'm sure routines and kind of performances kind of come to you over a while. But with this one, like you had mentioned, it's a good shout-out to our freedom, to our veterans, and they have performed it before, even on Liberty Island. So, you know, how long did it take you to figure it out?
Oh, it's still taking me to figure it out. It's one of those things. It's getting the music down. That's down pat, I think, and pretty good. But I'm still smiling every time we play. It's
good.
Just a great time.
Well, and that's a difference maker as well, and I think that's probably why they keep you on, is because they can really tell that you're passionate, that you really enjoy doing it, and you're opening to learning it as well as Alan, you've been doing this for a long time as well. How does this compare to other, you know, I guess what would it, performances or productions that you've done before? How do you like this one?
Well, when I got accepted for this group, I originally started on the alto saxophone, and then I played tenor saxophone, and now just this last week they said, well, we really need a baritone saxophone, so I guess I'm like a pinch hitter. When they need
utility player right there.
They'll just put me where they want to put me, so that's been the biggest challenge for me. It seems like I have to learn new music each week. So
yeah, well, is there a drastic difference between the two? I know pitch-wise is kind of like the main difference between each of the saxophones there, but is there a main difference with the keys that you have to press? Or
no, the fingering's all the same.
Okay.
You just have to – some of them have bigger reeds, smaller reeds, and – the baritone is the heaviest one to carry around, I'll tell you that much.
I can imagine, yeah. And, well, we were talking off the air as well, just, you know, working your way up in the mouthpiece size as well. You went from a trumpet all the way up to a tuba, and the same with the reeds, I'm sure they are different size with that. So, but you started as a trumpet as well, so you kind of sound like a utility guy yourself.
Oh.
If they needed it.
I wanted to be, yeah. That was kind of the plan, but it's kind of picked up tuba and stayed with tuba. It's just, I haven't had a second love there. It's
well, I'll
just
tell you
one
what,
main.
It's such an incorporate part of the music, but then it's also, I've noticed this about tuba, and of course I did this back in middle school and high school or whatever, but it's the one that you can kind of pick out of everything. If you focus hard enough, you can hear that tuba almost over absolutely everything.
Definitely.
So, it's a very important part of it, but again, if you kind of narrow it out. So again, speaking here this morning with Kyle Fisher and Alan McKenzie on this great Let Freedom Ring, Sing, and Swing coming up this weekend. It is their 25th anniversary concert. So you guys, again, kind of got piggybacked into a great little group here. And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful as well. Like you had mentioned, they make kind of a trip per year or a trip couple of years, that you guys get a nice little trip yourselves and to get to go along. So Alan and Kyle, thank you guys so much. And really, if you had any shout-outs, this is the time to do it. We got a couple of minutes here, so if you wanted to give a shout-out here on the radio, Alan, you want one? Or Kyle, you got one for us? Anybody?
We'll just shout-out to all my friends and families. My mom passed away a couple of years ago, but she's at that big concert in the sky, so shout-out to my mom.
And she'll be listening this weekend as well. Kyle, that's you right. Got anybody you want to holler at over the radio?
Oh, not necessarily, I guess, but everyone at Jansen Farm, hey, guys, if you're listening.
There you go. Well, and come on out for the weekend, and again, you can pinpoint where that tuba is. It'll be a great performance. Saxophone player Alan and Kyle Fisher, the tuba, again, for this weekend. Let Freedom Ring, Sing, and Swing at Memorial Hall this Sunday. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.